In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Christ is in our midst. We approach today the end of Great Lent. This is the final Sunday of Great Lent. And with all the Sundays of the Great Fast, the Church appoints certain lessons to be given to us to help us on this journey of our own repentance and this journey leading to Christ's passion, His death, and resurrection. And the icon that the Church gives us today is our mother, Saint Mary of Egypt. I know you all know the story because we say it every year. It's worth repeating in case we forget. We know that Mary, there's just no nice way to put it. She was a whore, a prostitute. But not in a conventional sense of the word that we might expect. She didn't do these acts for the money. In fact, when she tells her story, she says she would weave a little bit to make money. But she had this insatiable desire, this insatiable carnal appetite that cannot be filled. And part of her debauchery was not just for herself, but the pleasure in drawing men into her web and causing them to fall as well. Mary was in Alexandria, which is one that was known for its lifestyle of licentiousness. And so she lived this way, always craving more, something different, something new, always pushing the envelope. But we all know, and maybe she figured this out as well, it's never enough. We can't fill ourselves with enough physical pleasure or possessions to fill the emptiness that resides in a heart where God does not live. And so Mary heard of the pilgrimage to Jerusalem, and there would be a ship going from Alexandria up the coast for pilgrims going to Jerusalem. So she thought, well, that's something new, exciting. So Mary got on the ship, and she had no money, so she traded her own body for those on the ship for a passage. They arrive in Jerusalem, and she goes with the crowd to the church, to see the elevation of the Holy Cross. And of course, in Jerusalem, they had the true cross that Christ was crucified on. And as Mary went towards the doors with the great throng of crowds, she came to the front door and stopped. Some force stopped her from entering into the church. So she was taken aback and she came back out and she tried again. Again, some force stopped her from entering into the church. So at that point, Mary's heart began to crack a little bit. And she goes around the side of the church, around the porch. And she sees an icon of the Mother of God. And she begins to pour out her soul before this icon of Our Lady. And a voice from the icon said, "Cross the Jordan." And so Mary left the church. And some pilgrim gave her 3 coins, and she bought 3 loaves of bread. And she went to the Jordan, and she communed at the church on the banks of the Jordan. And then Mary crossed over with nothing but 3 loaves of bread and a clothes on her back. And for 47 years, no one heard of Mary. For 47 years, Mary lived in the desert, gnawing the bread she had bought until it was gone, eating herbs found in the desert, but most of all, doing battle and repenting. She said for 17 years, she contended with the wild beasts, not the beasts of the desert, but the carnal beasts, the demons. We remind her of her life back in Egypt, the pleasures she had, the things she was missing out on. For 17 years, alone in the desert, Mary fought her own self and the demons, until finally she was delivered from that carnal lust. As I said, 47 years after she left for the desert, a priest, Zosimus, came into the desert during Lent, as was his habit. He found Mary, and she told him her story. You know, Mary, in her lifetime, was a ruination of many people. There were many men that she no doubt lured and defiled. But more importantly than that, because of her repentance, extreme repentance, how many thousands and millions of people have come to the knowledge of the truth because of her example? If any of us had seen Mary that day in Jerusalem before she came to church, we would have judged her. We said, oh, there's that Mary. She's beyond help. She's a prostitute. She's filthy. You see, God is different than us. God sees down into the depths of our hearts. For some reason, God, He's God. For some reason, He could see in her heart, covered with filth, covered with callousness. He saw in her a heart, though, that could change. A heart that could repent. And all these things brought Mary to this place where she could repent. The Lord's telling all of us today, after 5 weeks of Lent, maybe we're disappointed with our own actions. Maybe we've not struggled as we should have. Maybe we didn't fast as we ought to have. We didn't pray as we ought to have. We have not given 2 minutes to think about our own repentance, our own confession. And the church is saying, look to Mary. She was beyond help, beyond hope. In our eyes, beyond salvation. But she turned to her Lord, repented, and she was changed. How much more can we, who are called today to this church, how much more can we turn to Jesus and say, save me. Change my heart the way you changed Mary's heart. We might not need 47 years in the desert. We need that one word. That one word of repentance. Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. Amen.